Now, this has something to do with what is already told us in the 7th chapter. In the 7th chapter, Sri Krishna has told us that he has two natures, two prakritis. He has got two natures. One is a para prakriti, the lower nature. The other is a para prakriti, is a higher nature. Higher nature is his own nature. A para prakriti is a further remoter, is something that is derived from para prakriti. You might say even distorted. It is ignorant. But that which is para prakriti is not ignorant, it is full of luminosity. Because it is swaprakriti, my own nature. That para prakriti, which is my own nature, is svabhava. Svabhava is actually para prakriti. So there is the immobile, and then there is a mobile. That mobile, which is his mobile, his mobility, is svabhava. But when he is in svabhava, the swa is not lost. He is adhi. He presides over the movement. So, svabhava is the same thing as adhyatma, is myself. Atman in the higher nature, Atman that presides over the higher nature, is adhyatma, which is the same thing as svabhava. So it's a synonym he has given very correctly. Svabhava adhyatmam uchyate. Svabhava is adhyatma. But this will not be clear until we connect it with the 7th chapter, which has already explained. Because he has explained already, here he doesn't stop to explain further. He is expecting that we are such clever students that we shall be able to understand very quickly.
Adhyatma doesn't mean the knowledge of the
aparaprakriti
as well. The knowledge of the
aparaprakriti.
That is
subordinately. Basically, adhyatma, when you say adhyatma vidya, it is the knowledge of the self in the higher nature, is called adhyatma vidya. Mere knowledge of aksharam brahma is not adhyatma knowledge. It is deeper than adhyatma, but adhyatma proper is the knowledge of the self in the higher nature. What is svabhava? What is the self in higher nature? And there again, if you go back to 7th chapter, there is a very important word which Sri Krishna has used, and that is para prakritihi jiva bhuta. You cannot know what is the nature of para prakriti unless you have the knowledge of jiva. The individual self, the immobile, is the impersonal, immobile, unchanging reality. Svabhava is a mobile reality. Coming out of swa, therefore svabhava, it is para prakriti itself. Adhiyak, adhyatma means the self in the higher nature. The self in higher nature is not fully understood unless you have a further knowledge that para prakriti jiva bhuta, it is the individual. Therefore, adhyatma vidya is also the knowledge of your real true being, what you are, self-knowledge. But self-knowledge not as we normally understand ourselves to be. Our self-knowledge is egoistic knowledge. I am at present an egoistic consciousness. That is not Adhyatma Vidya. Adhyatma Vidya is the knowledge of the jiva. What am I? Truly. Who am I? Truly. As jiva, not as ego, not as ahambhava. Ahambhava is a part of apara prakriti. As Sri Krishna has already explained to us in the 7th chapter, ashtada apara prakriti. Our eightfold is my apara prakriti. And we had noted there, what is ashtada apara prakriti? Buddhi, manaha, ahambhava. These are three. Intellect, mind and ego. Plus, akasha, vayu, agni, jala, prithvi. These five. These five and those three put together, ashtada, that is apara prakriti. Adhyatma is not the knowledge of apara prakriti. Adhyatma is the knowledge of swabhava, that which moves from the Supreme Self Himself. Therefore, the knowledge of para prakriti. And para prakriti's knowledge is not complete unless you know jiva. What is jiva? But jiva not as ego. That is apara prakriti. Jiva is the individual in the higher nature. Therefore, the knowledge of your jiva, of your true being in the higher nature is adhyatma vidya. So whether you know swabhava or whether you know adhyatma is the same thing. This is how the equation is made. Swabhava adhyatma mutyate. Now we go further. Bhuta bhava udbhava karaha visarga karma sangyataha. What is karma? What is called karma has its origin in swabhava. There is a logical connection. First is the immobile. Then is the mobile, the swabhava. From the mobile comes karma. There is a distinction between swabhava and karma. Karma is a subordinate movement. Swabhava is the original movement. The first movement is swabhava. All the essential movement is swabhava. Essential movement is to be distinguished from many subordinate movements. You may have essential movement of wisdom. That is swabhava. Wisdom is the very nature of the Supreme Reality. Swabhava. But of that wisdom, there are many other movements, subordinate movements. All movements of knowledge which come from wisdom are all karma. They are subordinate movements. Power is the swabhava of the divine. But all movements of power, there are hundreds and thousands and millions of them, they are all karma. Love is the essential principle. Love is the fundamental movement, swabhava of the divine. The divine love is an essential principle. But of love there are thousands of tongues by which you can lick it. All that is karma. All work, basically all service, all the skills are swabhava. But all kinds of subordinate skills, I may be an archer and a skilled archer, but to be a skilled archer, I must have 100 other capacities and expertises. Even to hold the bow in your hand is a skill. So although archery by itself is a complete skill, every other movement of skill is also a karma. So every subordinate movement is karma.